This blue drink is super good.
No, blue drink was last week. I'm recording. Don't mention the blue drink.
No, this I made is another
this
one.
Is, oh, okay. Because yeah. This is live. Can I, oh, yeah, I can hear.
I made new blue drink, and this blue drink is even better than the last
is
blue
Craig
drink.
Not here this week either?
No.
I haven't spoken to him in a week.
I'm wondering if Craig will ever come back.
Is he dead?
Maybe.
Just like we thought you were dead.
We've passed, it's been two podcasts and we've missed him.
Yeah, should we call the police?
It's three
the
technically police? If we include the one that we didn't record without him.
Uh-huh. Should we call his parents?
Probably not. They probably know where he is.
Okay.
I mean, he's probably doing it at their cabin.
Fair enough. Let's do it without him then. I'm pointing because you're supposed to say vignette.
Oh, okay. It's vignette. A podcast. Evil podcast?
Vignette, vignette. Vignette. Podcast, podcast. So much dead air.
Evil podcast?
Catchy tune.
You might ask yourself, am I feeling evil? Are
you? Hi there, and welcome to, I don't know what episode, but it's been way too many. Should probably cancel this podcast soon. People are getting tired of it.
Probably.
For some reason, like 2 weeks ago, we had 200 downloads. That's a lot of downloads.
That's because we were very funny that episode.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Just wait until we start doing Dungeons and Dragons.
Yep. We should. Anyway, my name is Andy. I'm your host, and with me in the tiki studio is tiki Tyler Danilock's son.
Hello.
It's
good to be here with you.
Uh-huh.
We should do an all Swedish podcast.
Usher's mine. No, we should do a Dungeons and Dragons.
I was thinking about it again.
I could just imagine Craig playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Because when I had
he has no connection to the geek word.
No,
world.
Not at all.
Yeah, no.
But when I had texted you about it and I was looking at the Star Wars one, because I thought the Star Wars one would be super fun.
Yeah.
To buy the game and the dice that you have to use, because it uses special dice, is like $90. So.
Like, what, 17 dice?
No. They're like, it's dice, but with their own, like, pictures on it. Like, I think you can play it with regular number dice, and the number dice coordinate to something else, but exactly. That involves a lot of, like, cross-referencing that I don't want to do.
Okay, I see.
And then to play it with their own dice, you have to memorize what these symbols mean and all that nonsense. Mm-hmm. So it's much easier to just use numbers up to 20 and play one of the ones that I already own.
Do you have like an easy role playing game that we could play?
Oh, I have Dungeons and Dragons. Like I think I have a starter edition of one of them. Yeah, we could use that.
Do one episode where we just make our characters and one where we should do that.
We should.
Let's not check with Craig and just force him to do it.
Yeah. It'd be nice if we could find a fourth
player?
Yeah. Well, a third player.
Right, because you would be the dungeon master.
Yeah. It'd be nice to find a third, just because two people might be a little boring.
Yeah, we could ask someone like Alex, TJ, or Lee, or someone.
Maybe Alex would be interested.
I don't know. Probably not, but we'll see.
It'd be too much fun.
Yeah.
Don't tell her I said that. She's upstairs right now.
Yeah, she is. Maybe she's listening. No. No, she might be up for it. I mean, she started thinking Magic the Gathering is quite fun, and that took me a long time, too.
You guys are super nerds.
I wouldn't go that far, but sure.
Close.
Sure.
But close.
Anyway, let's get this show on the road and do Liquor Shelf.
Liquor Shelf.
Well, I was sitting by the fire cooking up a steak. Fellow came down just like a snake, and he said, we'll be living 1 foot in the liquor box. 1 foot in the liquor box.
Woo! And then he remembered it's actually a liquor shelf.
Did I say liquor? Oh, fuck. Okay. I screwed that up anyway.
Redo? Do you want to redo that? We can redo that whole thing.
Yeah, I'm fine. Doesn't matter. I can't be. Then I have to edit, and I don't have.
No, just leave everything in there and just do it again.
I don't have an editing machine.
Just do it again.
No, I don't want to.
Okay,
you can do it if you want.
Well, I don't know how to play a harmonica very well.
I don't either.
I could tell, but I mean, I was being polite. I like your little Reg Solo Cup shot
glass. Yeah, I bought them at Canadian. Do you want more than that?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Especially if you've already said that I probably won't like this one.
You probably won't. What do you think of my shot glass?
Your tiki
shot glass.
Why do you only have one tiki?
I don't know.
That's not fair.
I think Alex found this somewhere on like some...
It smells like medicine.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Kind of. Actually, it doesn't smell that terrible.
Well, I like it.
Yeah, the fact that you like it is what scares me.
Mm-hmm. It smells licorice and medicine.
From a person who likes underberry.
Ooh. Ooh, it's a bit bitter.
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh. I mean, it sucks, but it's not bad.
There you go, here's the bottle.
Oh my god, the aftertaste is what's terrible.
Yeah.
Jesus, I need some more blue drink to wash this shit down. Why do you have this?
I bought it today.
For the liquor box?
Yeah, no, for your myself. Shelf? Yeah.
Oh, you bought it for yourself?
Yeah.
What's wrong with
it's
you?
It's nice.
No, it's not.
What is it? Read it, a Fernet. It's a Fernet. It's the bitterest bitter you can get.
I Fratelli Branca. I sole tre processa la bla bla. Some, I can't read Italian. And the rest of it, I think, is in... No, that's Italian as well.
Mm. Yeah, it's a Fernet Bianca.
Ah, made in Milan.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Maybe.
A product of Italy. Ingredients. Alcohol, extract alcohol. Of natural herbs and spices, sugar, and natural flavors.
Yeah.
And then the...
And as you can tell from...
Why is the front of this all in Italian and the back in French?
I don't know. As you can tell from Tyler's reaction, it's very, very bitter. Too. Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Since the year 1845, the secret formula of Fernet Branca has been based on an infusion from a unique blend, a shitty blend, of selected blossoms, rare... there's no punctuation. Rare aromatic herbs, and other natural ingredients, like poop. Today, you can enjoy Fernet Branca straight on the rocks or with a splash of piss. mineral water.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a... Did you steef?
Yeah, I can tell.
No, did you have had a lot of pizza?
It's going to keep me regular for a month.
Yeah, you had a lot of pizza before. It's good for you to... have that for your digestion.
I don't think so.
So it gets 5 out of 5 liquor box shelves, I guess.
It gets 4. I'll subtract 1 for the shitty taste. But only 1 point.
Uh-huh. Oh, well.
We're pretty lenient here in the liquor shelf.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as it's liquid, as my old grandpa used to say.
I don't think that's what he says.
Yeah.
When faced with a glass of piss. Uh-huh. As long as it's liquid.
Yeah. Well, he's down. The one who drank. Me and him made like garlic vodka once, and he drank that whenever he got a cold.
Garlic vodka.
It was horrible.
Like the pepper vodka?
No, it was garlic.
No, but was it better or worse than that pepper vodka that I made?
Pepper. Oh, your pepper vodka.
Yeah, the one that made us like almost throw up.
Yeah, well, no, it didn't make me throw up. It was just very spicy, but I still enjoyed it. But like raw garlic infused vodka. Whew.
I guess.
Yeah.
I might have to make some more for you.
Yeah. I think I still have some.
I think I still have 2 more jars.
Thought I had the jar down here, but I guess I don't.
Probably not. It's probably in a garbage can somewhere, hopefully.
I thought it survived the move.
Is that a little blue skull?
Where?
Behind the Weisers.
That's the Weisers? What? Yeah. What are you talking about?
I'm gonna look.
Sure, go and look. Tyler is getting up to look at my liquor shelf. Yeah. Oh, right, yeah. That's just a crystal vodka where I put some blue in because it looks cool.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it is. Anyway.
I like the skulls.
Yeah, they're cool.
I put 2 shelves up above my computer desk this week.
Yeah.
And put all of my Calavera on it.
Ooh.
I have 7.
Ooh. You got 1 from us, I think.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And I got 2 really, really big ones from my stepsister.
Oh, cool.
For Christmas, because she keeps going to Mexico in November.
Uh-huh. So you're collecting skulls as I collect tiki shit.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, because one of my skulls is one of those tequila skulls.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I bought one when I was in Vegas just to say that I had one because I couldn't find a place that was selling the calavera.
Yeah.
Even though everybody in Nevada is Mexican anyways.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Should record a podcast in the Tiki, the Skull Cave.
Skull Caves.
So we have cool sounding studios, and Craig's is just
his like kitchen living room.
Table. Yeah.
Well, mine would be sweet if I could get it cleaned up.
Yeah.
I'm working on it though.
Yeah. Your basement is not finished, right? So
it's half finished. So
pretty cold on the floor.
No. No, it's just really, Craig might hit his head if he comes down to my
basement. Oh, right.
It's fairly short.
Yeah.
Right. But once it's, like, my TV and stuff is set up.
Right.
I just have some stuff to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Then the skull cave.
Yeah. Anyway, what's been going on with you this week?
I masturbated.
14, me too.
At least 14 times.
Uh-huh. In a week?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe seven.
You're young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm springy.
Yeah.
How many did you?
This week?
Yeah.
Oh, not a whole lot since I've been feeling a bit sick.
Oh.
Three, maybe?
That's two, all right.
Two, three?
Yeah.
Maybe two. I can't really remember.
At least you know it's working.
Uh-huh.
And that's a good sign, I guess.
Yeah, well, masturbate, yeah. It is, I assume it's not as much, maybe, as you, since I have a woman in my house.
I guess. Maybe.
Anyway, let's not talk about that. She's in the house.
Anyway,
I bought a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
That's all I did.
You were telling me about it. It's some fancy-ass thing from a foreign country.
Unfortunately, it's German.
Yeah.
Because the guy didn't have any Electrolux.
Was it super expensive?
What is super expensive?
I don't know. Vacuums can be obscenely expensive.
Well, how much was your vacuum?
Free, because I got it from somebody else.
Okay, how much would you say is super expensive?
I don't know. Well, like an average vacuum is probably like $100.
No, this was
maybe 120.
This was like $600.
Yeah, that's one of the expensive ones.
Yeah.
It's like a Dyson.
Yeah, but our new one, our old one is like $100-something, and like it broke after a few years. So
yeah.
So yeah, it's a fancy
one. Tell me in a few years when this one breaks, and the one that's you spent $100 on would have lasted the same amount of time.
It has a 5-year warranty, so it will last at least 5 years.
So 5 years and one day when it breaks from now.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll be pissed off because your expensive vacuum cleaner broke. Yeah.
What can you do?
Buy a cheap one.
That's what I would have done, but
support North American consumerism. Quit being a communist.
North American
bastard.
Consumerism that's all made in China.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, you have something on your phone there?
Well, I was going to say I've got some Florida Man stuff.
Cool.
Here. I got two.
Go ahead.
Two from Florida Man.
Go ahead.
One is a story. And the other one's the reason why the story is the way it is, Andy.
Okay.
Florida man arrested for $7 billion bank fraud uses Jesus as his defense.
$7 billion? How did he get $7 billion?
A Florida man who told authorities he made $7 billion in illegal transfers from a bank because Jesus created wealth for everyone has pleaded guilty to a single charge.
Created wealth for him since he got to...
John Haskew pleaded guilty to making a false statement to the federal government. This count carries 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine.
Hmm.
Other charges were dropped per a plea deal. Basically, the person was unemployed, needed to pay off a debt to the government. To do that, he provided a
$7 billion debt to the government?
Yeah. He provided a bank routing number that wasn't his.
Right.
He subsequently made over 70 transactions worth $7 billion with that routing number.
Whew.
According to the complaint, Haskew told investigators he believed he could obtain that wealth because Jesus created it for him.
Or Jesus created it for the people he stole it from, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, anyways.
Huh.
Jesus told me to do it, so I did it.
How did he owe the government $7 billion?
He didn't owe them $7
billion. But he took $7
billion. But he faked $7 billion in charges to prove that he had the money to pay them back or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Quite get economist stuff is not my strong point.
Yeah.
And I also said last week that geography isn't my strong point, so I don't know what my strong point is, but
yeah, I don't think you have one.
Harmonica playing is my strong point. That's about
clearly that's the best you harmonica, can offer this world.
Harmonica playing and drinking bitter alcohol.
Yeah, you're very good at drinking bitter alcohol.
Yeah.
The best I've seen.
Yeah.
Frankly, the only one that I've
seen. I'm as good as drinking bitter alcohol as you are to eating bland food.
Hey.
Hey.
I love flavorful food.
Ouch. We don't.
Made in China.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, next Florida.
Second part?
Sure.
What injury is unusually common in your state?
What? Say that again. What injury is usually...
What injury is common in your state?
I don't live in a state. I live in a province.
Okay, anyways.
Yeah.
Guess, based on the state, what kind of injury they would sustain there.
So Florida.
So tell me a state.
Florida.
We'll leave Florida till the end.
Okay.
So give us a state. Say Washington.
Texas. Washington.
Texas. What injury do you think is the most common in Texas?
Rattlesnake bites.
Close. Insect bite.
Ooh. Okay.
Very close.
Okay.
Montana. Montana?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Boredom.
Sprained knee.
Oh, okay.
They're just like you in Montana.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Think Idaho, right beside Montana.
Idaho.
Suffocation.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Idaho, Wyoming, Nevada, New Mexico, most of those places, suffocation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once you get to Arizona, it's a motor vehicle accident.
Yeah. California? However,
California?
Aneurysm from talking to TV producers.
Motor vehicle accident.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Which is funny because everybody in California complains about the traffic.
Yeah, because everybody drives there. They're exactly. Just like Alberta.
Now Florida.
Uh-huh. Gator bites.
Head injury.
Head injury.
Jesus told them to do it, so they did it.
Does it give like a deeper analysis on why they have so much head injury?
Let's see. Actually, New York is a really good one, too. Unarmed fight or brawl.
Or brawl. Not a fight, but a brawl.
Brawls in New York account for 10% of medically documented fist fights in the United States.
How do you differentiate a fight from a brawl? And is fisticuffs the same as brawl? or a fight? No, fisticuffs would be a fight. But what's a brawl?
Fisticuffs is... My assumption is two people going hand-to-hand at each other.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
A brawl has to be multiple people, probably.
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
A fight is just a general term for all of those.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Animal-drawn vehicle accidents, on the other hand, are unusually common in Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And in Hawaii, a near-drowning diagnosis is more than 6 times higher than the national average.
Where?
Hawaii.
Oh, because they have a lot of water.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it doesn't say why Florida's head injury is the highest, but it makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
Oh, no. The best one.
Uh-huh.
So you've seen a map of the U.S., right?
Once or twice.
You know what the state of Michigan looks like?
Vaguely. It's called a mitt.
Yes.
It looks like a mitt,
Mitt
right?
Romney. Yeah, in Michigan, hand injury is the most common injury.
Oh, the serendipity.
Yep. Humor at its finest.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah,
I just thought I'd share that with you.
Yeah, cool. Well, I'll share something to you. With you.
What do you have?
To you, with you.
That's,
remember,
that's a Swedish thing right there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Like a few episodes ago, you were talking about the Swiss. So.
Oh, yes.
The whole cowbell thingy. And so I was on my coffee break at work. And I was talking about cheese fondue to my coworker, and then I realized I think I heard somewhere that the Swiss said, like, we don't really eat cheese fondue, we only sell it to the tourists.
Mm-hmm.
So I was Googling, I was going to Google, do Swiss actually eat cheese fondue?
And
I came up with something, so I forgot all about that on Google. Because when I put into Google, do Swiss eat, like, what came up? Was like, do Swiss eat cats for Christmas? I was like, ha ha, who the fuck would Google that? So, but just
and then upon research, I was
curious. I came across this. Hundreds of thousands of people in Switzerland eat cat and dog meat, particularly at Christmas, according to a Swiss animal rights group seeking to ban the practice. SOS Chats Nougrul, something French, is behind a campaign to ban the consumption of cats and dogs, more commonly associated with countries such as China and Vietnam in the small European country. A petition to Parliament has gathered almost 18,000 signatures so far, including actress and animal rights activist Brigitte Bardot. The founder of the group, Tommy Tomek, weird name, Tommy Tomek, Tommy with an I.
Tommy?
Could be a girl.
Is it T-O-M-A-C?
No, T-O-M-I.
Oh.
Tommy Tomek.
Oh.
Tomek would again told the BBC that 3% of Swiss people eat cat and dog meat, 80% of them being farmers. The Lucerne, Appenzell, Jura, and Bern area are the main culprits. So it turns out they actually do eat.
How about that?
Yeah. And then there was a link to actually a recipe. From I was Googling for recipes. But
how to cook cats and dogs?
Cats, yeah, yeah. But I didn't come up with anything except for jokes, except for this. This is like an old recipe from like the 1580s okay. or something for a recipe for a cat. Would you like to hear how to
Please
cook a cat?
Tell me how to cook a cat. I've got a lot of strays in my neighborhood and I could use something to do with them.
Yeah. I find it, why would they want to ban cats and dogs? They're just like, why couldn't you eat them? Eat pigs.
That's where I was going to go with this.
Yeah.
Because you eat other animals. Why should those animals be any different
than
the fish or the... I mean, it's not like you're going out and eating your neighbor's pet.
No. I mean, I wouldn't eat Bob or Jax, which is your dog and Greg's dog, because I know them.
But if you went to a store and bought a dog that
was
just a steak...
Yeah. I would try dog steak, wouldn't you?
I don't know.
I would try.
I don't know if I'd feel... I don't know if I'd feel bad.
Maybe you'd try cat.
Probably. Maybe. Yeah.
I actually knew... Did you know that guy who was married? The tall guy from Sweden who was married to a Chinese lady who lived here?
Our baseball buddy?
Yeah. He said he actually eaten a dog in China. And I said, what did it taste like? And he's like...
Chicken.
No, he said like... You know what a wet dog smells like? I'm like, yeah, that's about what it tasted like. So it must have been cooked badly or something.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, anyway, here's to cook a cat. You take a fat cat and cut its throat.
Could I do this to Trump?
Yeah, I guess.
Topical.
After it's dead, behead it, throw the head away.
You don't eat cat brains, dude.
I guess not.
Cat blood pudding?
Oh, no. Throw the head away because it's not something to be eaten because it is said that those who eat the brains will lose their minds and lack judgment. There you go.
That's reason not to eat it.
Nowadays, you would say you would lack judgment if you kill a cat.
Probably.
But yes. Yeah, still. I like how the recipe includes how to kill the cat. Take a fat cat.
You can murder it.
Yeah. After cleanly skinning the cat and gutting it and washing it well, wrap the carcass in a clean linen cloth and bury it in the ground, leaving it for a day and night.
It sounds a lot like Sue storming.
Yeah. Then take it out of the ground and roast it on a spit over a fire. And when it's being cooked, rub it with garlic and olive oil. Once it's seared well with the garlic and oil, take a branch, a switch, and hit the meat until it's well roasted.
Ooh.
Continue to smear it with oil. Why would you beat it with a stick while you're cooking it? To tenderize the meat?
Probably.
Okay, that's weird.
I'm sure it's fairly stringy meat. They seem like agile animals.
They said it, because I read somewhere that it kind of tastes like rabbit.
Maybe.
That's why.
Yeah, because they run so much, maybe.
Yeah, I love rabbit meat because we ate that all the time when I was a kid.
Did you beat a rabbit with a branch?
I don't think my parents ever did beat it with a stick. I think they
did. Did you have to leave it in the oven? Did you have to leave it in the ground for a day to let the disease wash away?
Not that as far as I know, but okay. Maybe. Yeah, that was about it with the recipe.
Well,
yeah, beheaded and beat it with a stick.
We should do this.
We should.
Let's not, because we'd probably get arrested.
I don't know any cats. I don't know. Are you allowed to eat cats here?
I doubt it.
Why wouldn't you be?
Because of animal rights.
But you can eat pigs.
I guess.
And goats.
Yeah, but they're still fighting the animal rights on that stuff.
That's your lesson for next week.
We have to study what we can and can't do when it comes to eat with cats.
You have to look up if we can eat a cat.
Okay.
Next time we're at Craig's cabin.
We'll roast the cat.
Bring a freezer bag and we pull out a cat steak.
Pull out Bob.
Yeah, see. Bob would eat a cat.
I don't know if Bob could catch a cat.
No, if we cooked it, he would probably eat it.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a difference between Bob eating a cat where the cat is prepared and served to him. Mm-hmm. And Jax eating a cat who Jax has chased cats multiple blocks trying to kill the animal.
You think Jax actually would kill it or would just play with it?
No, Jax would destroy it.
Because Jax is Stafford Terrier?
Yeah, he has that pit bulliness to him.
But and for those who don't know, Bob is a golden retriever who's very mellow and...
Yeah. I mean, if you tried to train it out of Jax, you probably could, but...
Yeah, probably.
I don't think we see rabbits enough to make it a big deal.
Yeah. We have quite a lot of rabbits here in our front yard.
Yep. Down with rabbits.
Yeah. Well, they're good to eat.
They're just as bad as squirrels.
I call her Bunny Tyler.
Bunny Tyler.
And if it's a male, I call him Rabbit Al Ghul.
There you go.
Yep. Anyway, let's wrap this shit up.
Yep. We've been doing this long enough.
Yeah.
I feel bad from your terrible drink. I want some more blue stuff.
The Edmonton Gay Club?
Yeah, I'm all about the gay club. This is me coming out of the closet for blue drinks.
Okay.
I'm on your team now, Andy.
Sweet.
But sex and blue drinks.
Yay. This has been Radio Evil on Pirate Satellite.
Goodbye.